Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Love can be the most wonderful, heart-opening, and nourishing wonder that gives the touch of magic to our experience called life. Love, however, can also be the most devastating and challenging obstacle that can break your heart into a thousand pieces. One of the reasons why it is so hard is that love is often mistaken for a dependency or can even be an addiction. Learning love is like any other discipline. If you want to be good at it, you have to master it. And that is what you learn in this show. Welcome to Addicted to Love. Hi everyone, it's me, Aaliyah Ava, with another episode on Addicted to Love. Today, I have a special gift for you all. It is very much inspired by my work with yet another of my dear clients with whom I've been having weekly sessions with. She came to me to address her love and relationship-related issues, but also, as we later found out, her panic attacks that gave her a lot of stress and pressure when visiting her clients. Her heart would start to race, her palms would start to sweat, and she'd get this sick feeling in her stomach that made her fear that she might actually faint. And we've been working together for 2 months now, and her progress is already really magical to watch. She's very brave to face all that is coming up for her in our sessions. And more, she's able to dive into the difficult feelings that are bringing up her panic attacks. And as a result of feeling more, it can be quite challenging from time to time, especially the day after last week's session. The feelings persisted all throughout the morning. The next day, she sent me a message somewhere before lunch saying, "I'm feeling a bit nervous and anxious today. The feelings I was diving into yesterday are still very present. I don't really understand it because it's a very quiet day today at work. I'm, however, scared that these feelings are going to last long. I thought that I have my anxiety under control, but today it feels like yesterday when we were talking about it. What can I do to feel better?" I first answered not to resist it, but to accept it, to go out into nature and allow the feelings to move through her body, to work with them and express them, to give them all the room they need. For me, nature has often been a recipient of my own tears. So she left work early that day, took my advice, and spent time in the snow and the woods. She actually reported that it was truly a wonderful experience and she was proud that she could work through it. She did feel better afterwards. After I had sent the message, I felt her so deeply. I think it is because I remember my very own hard times when I felt anxious and lost, and how difficult and overwhelming it can actually feel. I felt like I wanted to hug her and give her some much needed love. So I started praying and asked Spirit for help. I said, "God, how can I help her? Can you step in? Can you help me help her?" Personally, I deeply believe that I am not the one doing anything when it comes to my work. I'm just a channel for Spirit to do its work through me. So naturally, often, I ask for help and guidance in my work. So I sat down, I put record on my iPhone, and started praying and channeling a meditation, a message for her. Only a day or two later, I sent her the meditation. Another 2 days later, she messaged me saying, "Today, I found myself worrying a lot and I was quite tense all the time. So I decided to listen to your meditation. When you started to sing, I felt so safe, like a child. And I started to cry so much. I couldn't stop. I just realized how lonely I actually feel. All I want is to be held, to be safe, and someone who takes care of me. And it's all coming up now, but I think that's good. I just wanted to let you know that your meditation really hit me. So thank you so much." And I'm saying this because I want to honor her breakthrough when it comes to her more and more feeling her feelings. Because for the first few weeks in our sessions, she was not really able to actually feel the feelings. Yeah, she talked about it, but couldn't really feel it. And more now, she's able to, and actually dares, to connect her words with her actual feelings. And it is taking her so much deeper. Feelings to me are the magical ingredient of life. If we want to feel the positive feelings, the excitement and the uplifting, we also have to allow the uncomfortable ones. Because repressing them also leads to the inability to feel the good ones deeply. And many of my clients actually repeatedly tell me that they want to feel more. So I think it's a longing for many of us. I'm sharing this meditation with you all because maybe you experience difficult times as well from, you know, time to time, and you wish for something to calm your nervous system. I did the meditation myself in a moment of agitation, and it definitely helped me too. I've been using my voice as a tool for rebalancing for a very long time in my life. I think voices are very powerful and can enable healing in many forms. Now, if you decide to do the meditation, do it when you do feel overwhelmed, anxious, lonely, hopeless, or any other really difficult feelings. Do it once you are at home, with privacy, with headphones on, laying down so you can fully focus on it and relax into it. Please accept my apology for the imperfect audio quality. When the message came through, you know, I had to do it right away to allow the flow in it. I did not feel that I had time to set up my usual equipment. The energy behind it was way more important to me than the perfect audio quality, but it is still quite good. So let's start. Here it goes. Just lay down and close your eyes. And just pay some attention to your breath. Don't change it. Just focus on your breath. Connect with your body. Place your hand on the belly, on the heart, wherever you can feel yourself better. And breathe. Allow your system to calm down. And start imagining a warm, golden light that is hugging you from your toes, your feet, your legs, your pelvic, your belly, the heart, the throat, the neck, your arms, and your head. You're covered in all of this warm light that holds you. Keep breathing gently. Just start noticing where in your body it feels so difficult right now. Maybe your heart is racing. Maybe you're sweating palms. Maybe there is a heavy weight on your chest or your neck is contracted. Maybe you feel a little sick. Whatever it is, just notice it. And start listening to my voice with total presence. the feelings you're experiencing right now get even harder when you resist them. We're so used to not be comfortable with these uncomfortable feelings. And yes, they are difficult, but they are part of us because something hurts. Maybe something makes you feel anxious or fearful. Maybe you feel totally out of your body and you don't know how you feel. And that's okay too. I want you to repeat after me. I am safe. To say it out loud in the tone and the volume that feels right for you. I am safe. I am loved. I am held. I invite the way that I feel right now. Allow your body to do what it needs to do. Maybe it wants to move. Maybe it wants to just lay there still. I invite the feelings that I'm experiencing right now. There is nothing for me to change. I don't need to feel better right now. All I need to do is find the deep acceptance of what's happening for me right now. I have the power to feel it all. I have the strength to be with it all. I am safe, I am carried by whatever serves me. I am safe, I am safe. In it all, moments of difficulties are a part of life. Moments of difficulties are a part of life. I can always come back home to my body and my heart. I can always come back home to my body and my heart. Nothing that I feel right now is too heavy for me. I find acceptance in all of it because I have the strength to be anxious, to be sad,
To be fearful, to feel dead. There is nothing that I have to change at this point, because I can handle it. I hear the voice touch my heart. I hear the breath keeping me alive. I am safe in my body. I am safe anytime with me. I'm your mother, hugging you. I feel all that you do. You are not alone in this world, you're with me. I am here, I am with you. I look at you, I see your eyes. I look at you, they sparkle and shine. Nothing that happens is out of your control, 'cause you are safe, I promise you that all will be fine. It will be fine. I am with you. I don't let you alone. 'Cause the fact is that whatever is happening, everything is part of it. You feel it. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe with me. You are not alone. You are really strong. Feel whatever is, whatever is.
Take a deep breath. Feel the hands on your body. Feel all of your body. Hug yourself. Maybe you want to lay in a position like a child. Maybe you take a blanket that covers you, keeps you warm, makes you feel held. There is always the space where you can come back to, where you can breathe, where the heaviness on your chest is lifting, where the golden light holds you in a moment of agitation. And say to yourself how proud you are for doing this work. How strong you are to be able to feel it all.
how you commit to yourself to live more in alignment with the language of your heart. Your heart speaks the truth, always. It's just when we resist what is, that's when it gets difficult. Now that you are an adult, you can do it. You can do it. All of it. I have every faith in you. And I am proud of you. When you finish this recording, I want you to go out or do anything that you know makes you feel good. Take all the time and space that you need for yourself. And maybe you don't want to be alone, and you can call upon a friend and ask them for what you need. Maybe you need a hug. Maybe you need to lie in someone's lap and they gently caress your head. Maybe you just need a space where you can express how difficult it is what you're feeling right now. And tell them not to fix you or give you advice, but to simply be there for you and share their presence. This will pass. And you will feel better when it's time. Taking the last couple of breaths. And another one. And if you're not feeling better yet, you can listen to this again.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.